Welcome to the Membership Machine Show, talking you through your membership website from initial idea all the way to finished product. Here's your host, Jonathan Denwood.
Welcome back, folks, to another Membership Machine Show. This is episode 71. In this show, we're going to be talking about LearnDash and the add-ons for LearnDash. LearnDash is one of the most popular learning management systems, stroke membership platforms for WordPress. If you're looking to build your membership website or your learning management system on WordPress, and you should be, it's going to be one of the biggest, one of the main contenders. I've got a special guest. I've got my semi-regular, Haroon. He knows a lot. I know a little bit about LearnDash. You should get a lot of knowledge from this podcast. So, Haroon, would you like to quickly introduce yourself to the new listeners and viewers?
Certainly. Thank you, Jonathan. Hi, everyone. This is Haroon. I've been working in the tech industry for around 2.5 decades and with WordPress since around 2008. So that's like 14 years or more. And over the years, I've worked with pretty much every tool there is out there for WordPress, every major tool, not every single tool, literally. But yeah, LearnDash has been one of the tools that I've worked with very frequently. So yeah, that's a bit of a starter about me in context of today's session.
Right, yo, that's fantastic. And before we go into the meat and potatoes of this show, I've got a couple of major sponsors, messages from our major sponsors. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Tired of hosting providers that can't handle high traffic loads? Convessio is here to help. Our platform can handle any amount of traffic, all without slowdown or crashing. With immediate Slack support, performance optimization, and a team that thrives on resolving technical challenges, your e-commerce business is in safe hands. Learn more about Convessio at convessio.com.
Hi there, tribe. It's Jonathan here, and I want to tell you about OmenSend. OmenSend is a great plugin that delivers SMS messaging and email messaging to your clients. If you're building a woo solution for your client and you're looking to provide a SMS functionality for them and great email, why don't you look at OmenSend? Got a great special deal. You can go to wp-tonic.com/deals and they're offering 30% off the first 3 months. Plus, if you need any technical help or a migration, they're offering almost $1,000 to help migrate if you've got a group of clients that are looking for this type of service. It's a great offer. They're a great company. I highly recommend them to you. So, like I say, go over to the deals page on the WP Tonic website and you'll find more details there. Speak to you soon, folks. Bye. Coming back, folks, just want to point out we've got a curated list of the best WordPress plugins, services, anything to help you build a membership website. It's a great resource. You can get all these free goodies, this curated list that will save you a ton of time and energy by going over to wp-tonic.com/deals, wp-tonic.com/deals. And there's a couple of really great special offers from the sponsors on that page. So Haroon, let's, before we go on to add these add-ons, these extra plugins that add additional functionality to the core of LearnDash, do you think it'd be a good place that you outline where you see LearnDash at the present moment and maybe one or two of its strengths and maybe one or two of its weaknesses? Do you think that would be a good place to start, or should we go straight in to talking about the major? Because I've got a few here, but we don't have to cover them all. I know you've pressed for a bit of time, so we'll just go through as many as we can. But where do you want to start this, Haroon?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Let's start off with what are the strengths of LearnDash? Why pick it above other options, and circumstances where you might not want to go for LearnDash or a WordPress-based solution in the first place? We're going to consider both of these options. So in the WordPress world, LearnDash is like, I mean, this is opinionated, but in my opinion, it's the best in class for all things learning management system. There's Lifter LMS, which is the primary competitor of LearnDash, and that's also great. I mean, it's like comparing Gravity Forms with, let's say, Fluent Forms. Mm-hmm. Both are great. But in my personal opinion and experience, I've just had a better time working with LearnDash than with anything else. And then there's Tutor LMS, which has gotten a lot of traction as of late, and it's like becoming the new favorite. But I'll still stick with LearnDash for most part because of familiarity, because of how much I've worked with LearnDash. It's like it comes as second nature to me. For someone else who's more familiar with Lifter, they can't go wrong with that either. So yeah, in terms of weaknesses, so if you are managing the entire tech stack yourself and you're not a techie, then LearnDash is not for you. Then I'd say any WordPress-based learning management system is not for you. Then you might want to go for a hosted solution, or you might want to go for like some agency that partners with you and that takes care of managing
it. I see where you're coming from. The only thing I would say about that is I actually think for the individual to learn entrepreneur that's got a little bit of WordPress knowledge, I actually think Lifter LMS, because of all the add-ons and they've got the payment engine integrated with it. I just think if you're a single entrepreneur with a little bit of WordPress knowledge, you're going to get up and running on Lifter LMS a little bit quicker. But I'm totally acceptable for people to say you're wrong about that, Jonathan, but that's my honest opinion.
And that is not a wrong answer either. I mean, as I said, you can't go wrong with Lifter or LearnDash. So it's like, I personally, based on familiarity, always stick with LearnDash. But again, you go with Lifter, more power to you. It's also a great option.
And the reason why I say this is that I think the major weakness, which we're going to be talking about in our list, it's the number one add-on we're going to be talking about. The major reason why I say this, Haroon, is that for quite a while, LearnDash, you had to have a separate membership plugin. I know when they did their major upgrade to version 3, they did have a mechanism that you could set up to sell membership, but I felt, I think it was called Groups, wasn't it? I felt it wasn't very user-friendly and that clear. So you had to then purchase a third-party membership plugin, which is another step, if you take what I mean, Haroon. And that's why I felt that for that individual entrepreneur, Lifter LMS was just a bit easier for that main reason, yes. Haroon.
Yes, I agree with that. So if you are just starting out, you don't want to spend a lot of money on different tools, then yes, Lifter gives you more out of the box to start with than LearnDash does. Agreed. But if you're someone who wants to start off with the best in class of every tool, like you want the best learning management system, you want the best membership management system, which may not be by the same vendor as your learning management system. You might want the best front-end submission system. So then you pick all of those plugins according to your choice from their respective vendors. So like, my go-to has been LearnDash as an LMS and MemberPress as the membership management side of things. So like for most of my clients, that's the stack I've used, and they work pretty well together. I mean, they work together like a charm. And same goes with the WooCommerce memberships. So yeah, you do have to get a different membership plugin or LearnDash's own membership plugin, which we'll take a look at shortly. But yeah, it's like, if you're starting out on a low budget, you get more.
Well, it's not only the low budget. I do agree with you there, but it's not only the low budget, because with Lifter LMS, you can just buy one add-on, a Stripe and it's $125, and you can build the whole thing out, basically. It, but that's not the main thing. It's trying to explain to somebody that's new to this that they're going to have to go and buy a membership plugin, and just going trying to explain that. With Lifter LMS, you just don't have to explain that. And if they want something more complicated, you can go down the WooCommerce, the Woo route. That's my spiel. So let's go straight into it, because I think we're in semi-agreement. It's just a slightly different emphasis. But I think that emphasis is that with a lot of the work you've done, you've chosen Learn Dash. Yes. So it's totally understandable. So let's start off with, we've got a list of add-on plugins that add a lot of functionality to Learn Dash. And don't get me wrong, folks, I think Learn Dash is an extremely powerful, mature product, and you will be totally happy with it. So as I touched on in the intro, until recently, you had to, if you wanted to sell memberships with Learn Dash and you didn't want to utilize Woo, which is WordPress major competitor to Shopify, folks, is you had to use a third party plugin, and you still can. But recently they introduced their own membership plugin called Member Dash. Now, with a one-site license with Learn Dash, it costs you $199, and they're charging another $199 for this membership plugin for one website license. So, I don't know, I haven't looked at it. First of all, what's your thoughts of what, I don't know if you've had any time or necessity to look at them, Member Dash, but what's your whole feelings about this, and have you had time to look at it?
So I have taken a look at it on their website. I haven't had a chance to actually install it and play with it, but it's a membership plugin. You've used one, you've used them all, you know how they work. So the one benefit, the one primary benefit that I can see is if someone is building their entire courses website on the Learn Dash stack overall, then you don't really have a shop, you don't have other things tied to it, like a lot of other things tied to it, then it's like a no-brainer. You go with the solution by Learn Dash for managing memberships, selling and managing memberships and subscriptions as well. And I think for any serious website, the pricing is like a no-brainer. Like it's $200 a year for the LMS and $200 a year for the membership part for a single site. It's pretty much no brainer to me. Considering you're going to make a lot more money, you should be making a lot more money than that from selling courses to just a bunch of people. So yeah, more than pays for itself if done the right way. So it's native in terms of being by the developers of Learn Dash. So like it would have the tightest integration with Learn Dash that you could hope for. Generally, that's the overall gist of things when it comes to plugins by the same vendors. Even though Learn Dash works really, really well with most other popular membership plugins out there because first and foremost, Learn Dash is so popular in the ecosystem. Secondly, because it's like when it comes to pairing plugins together, membership plugin and an LMS plugin do really go hand in hand because more often than not, when you're selling courses, you want to offer a subscription, a membership based way for your customers to access them. So like considering more than a decade of development of those integrations that have gone into compatibility with the WooCommerce subscriptions and memberships and MemberPress and other popular membership plugins. It's like the integrations have matured a lot. So I'm not 100% sure if this offers that level of an advantage.
Well, this is the quandary, isn't it? Because I agree with everything you've just outlined, but it is a quandary, isn't it? Because it comes from the same ownership as LearnDash, but it's only been on the market for 6 or 7 months.
Yeah.
Where MemberPress or Paid Membership Pro or Sure Member, I see those as the three main ones that I would recommend somebody. It would be MemberPress, Paid Membership Pro or Sure Member. Sure Member does have, I probably would only recommend that if you're going to utilize Surecart, i.e. you really didn't want to go down the woo road for whatever reason. I would probably recommend the Surecart, Sure Member with Surecart route. But they're the three. Because all, especially MemberPress and Paid Membership Pro, they've got a lot more third-party integrations, and they've been on the market for a long time, haven't they?
Yes, agreed.
But it is a quandary, isn't it?
It's more like if you don't really want all of the baggage that comes with those plugins, with every installation, because they don't just come with compatibility with LearnDash in mind. They're going to have a lot of legacy code. They're going to have a lot of code meant to do things that you might not be utilizing on a site that only wants to sell membership access to courses. So from that perspective, and it's a fresh new take on a membership plugin to go as a companion with your learning management system plugin. So that's a pro as well. Like, it depends on your use case. If it's a site with just LearnDash, with just selling courses and subscriptions to courses, then it might be just a no-brainer for you. You might not need to look elsewhere. But if you're doing more with that site, then yes, then it might not be the route to go.
Right, on to the next one, which is a totally different beast, really. It's design upgrade and this. So can you give a quick outline what it does and what you feel about it?
Yes. So it's more of a suite of plugins by this developer, Escape Creative, and Design Upgrade is one of that suite of plugins. The other popular ones include, there's a quiz customizer that they offer as well. One of the gripes that many people had with not just LearnDash, with many of such plugins like event plugins, learning management system plugins, e-commerce plugins from the very get-go, from the very start, when WordPress started to see lots of these solutions pop up, was their opinionated designs that came from their developers. You couldn't do a lot out of the box to change them. You either needed to really dig into the CSS, and then WordPress is open source, these plugins are open source. You could just dig into CSS, write your own CSS, write your own scripts if you want, and even override their templates using PHP if you want. But if you were just a layperson who doesn't know how to write code snippets to override PHP templates, who doesn't know how to write CSS, then you were stuck with very limited design options. And that was true for these plugins for a very long time. So a tool like Design Upgrade, it gave you a graphical user interface to really customize it, to really make it your own, and it gave you lots of options to change everything about the buttons, fonts, animations, and customize the user profiles, login and registration forms, modify the course grid. So yeah, you name it, it helps you do all of that with LearnDash.
And there's another one,
an interface. Yep.
There's another one called Visual Customizer.
Yes.
And I think there's some overlap. But the question I was going to ask you, in the world of Gutenberg and a modern theme framework like Cadence WP, if you're utilizing something like Cadence WP and Gutenberg blocks, is the necessity to have something like Design Upgrade or Visual Customizer still there to such an extent?
I wouldn't call it necessity, no. But yes, they still have their use cases, because not everyone wants to utilize Gutenberg to build all of their layouts. Many people might want to just use a theme and add a pre-built theme, add LearnDash, but then they want maybe a bit more customization options than the theme and LearnDash collectively provide. Maybe they want to customize the buttons more to their liking, change a few things about the grid, change a few things about focus mode, tweak the animations here and there. So for them, without having to write, like, it's more about whether you want to build something, build a layout on your own, or you want to just take the layout that they provided and tweak it beyond the options that they provided. So these two plugins, these two add-ons come in handy for those use cases. I personally don't use them because I personally, every course and lesson and topic is a CPT. So I built my own CPT archives using my own fields, using bricks or using custom code. And then I even at times add additional fields. So yeah, for me, for someone like me, these wouldn't really be beneficial, but for someone who doesn't want to deal with code, who doesn't know how to deal with code, and who doesn't want to build entire layouts using a visual builder like Bricks or Elementor or Beaver, for them, these are godsends.
Yeah, so I think what you're saying is if you're utilizing something like Gutenberg, and I've got to be truthful, for totally customizable work, I would probably look at Bricks probably. But I think for about 80% of outcomes, it's either I look at Bricks or I look at Elementor. If I was looking at the two, I'd probably go with Bricks for the performance. But for the rest of the people, I think something like Cadence WP is probably a really good solution. But that's only my drift on it. So let's move on.
Next one.
So we've got a bit of overlap because we've got this is another new LearnDash Groups Plus that comes from the people that own LearnDash. But the next one in the list was the kind of default if you wanted to do groups, if you weren't doing a load of hand, which was Uncanny Groups for LearnDash. That was the de facto. And what I mean by groups, folks, is like you had a scenario where you had facilitators who were selling and you wanted that facilitator to be able to administrate their own course, their own lessons, and they could sell seats or administrate the seats. So you could, by utilizing Uncanny Groups, you could do some really quite interesting setups. But then LearnDash, the native company, have brought out their own LearnDash Groups Plus. So in my own mind, I just want to see what you think. There seems to be a bit of overlap. And is that overlap so much more that you don't really have to think about Uncanny Groups, or is LearnDash Groups in your own mind, Haroon, a kind of mini version of Uncanny Groups? Hopefully this is making sense to you, Haroon. What was your own thoughts about this?
So yeah, there's not just a bit of overlap. It's like they're pretty much substitutes for each other. So Uncanny has been around for a while. I think Uncanny, before they even released Automator, they initially became famous because of their add-ons for LearnDash primarily. And they're a quality team. They have a whole bunch of quality products out there. So yeah, you can't go wrong with Uncanny Groups. But again, if you have a solution built by the developers of the plugin, you might not need to look at a third-party option. And LearnDash Groups is like, it's a more modern, more fresh take, I'd say. It does the same thing, but since it's new, it's a more minimal, more modern, more fresh take on the whole concept of selling group memberships, group access. Not group memberships, group access per se. So like the idea is an organization can basically with both of these plugins, the idea is that instead of individuals purchasing access, an organization can purchase access and then they can assign access to their entire team. So like, let's say you want to sell, like you've got a bunch of courses on your site and you want to sell them to an organization to train their employees. Instead of having each employee buy their own access, you sell access to the organization and then they have a representative who gets more access than the rest of their team members. So that representative can then assign different team members to different groups and to give them access to courses that they've purchased. Essentially, that's the idea. So again, LearnDash Groups Plus is something that I would like to get my hands on to try on some project in hopefully in the near future, because it's a very promising solution. But Uncanny Groups, I've worked with that one for like a whole bunch of projects, and you can't really go wrong with it.
It's a bit of a beast, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
It is a bit of a beast, though, isn't it?
It is.
But I suppose it depends. But it's doing a lot as well, isn't it? So
yes. So you might not want something that does a lot. You might just want something that does just a couple of things, and it just does that well. So in that case, Groups Plus, newcomer, but by the same developers as LearnDash, might be a better option for you.
Right, let's go on to another Uncanny product. I've got Uncanny Automator. We utilize it at WP. We offer it as part of our hosting package. There's another one called Shaw Trigger, from the Shaw family, Shaw member. Which I haven't utilized, but I'm okay in saying it's probably a pretty good solution. But I think with a lot of the Shaw products, they have a kind of SaaS-based model where you are paying a monthly fee, where Uncanny Automator is more of the classical payment, is that it's a one-time payment for the year to get updates, but you actually get a physical file. I think there's other solutions out there, but what I like about Uncanny Automator, because we specialize in membership and community websites, and they've got a history with their experience with LearnDash, and I think it's a pretty good and powerful product. What's your own views?
It's a beast of a product. And if you just take a look at its integrations, it's like more than 160 integrations in the WordPress ecosystem. Well, not just in the WordPress ecosystem. Like it does integrate with pretty much every major plugin in the WordPress ecosystem and a lot of minor ones. I mean, you name it. LearnDash, Gravity Forms, WP Forms, every major form plugin, basically. WooCommerce memberships, MemberPress, Elementor, BuddyBoss, Formidable Forms, Fluent Forms, Ultimate Member, you name it. And outside of the WordPress ecosystem, it integrates with things like Google Sheets, Twitter, WhatsApp, Zoom, Facebook, MailChimp, OpenAI, and you name it. So it's like a Zapier for the WordPress ecosystem. But you install it on your site, it runs from your site, it utilizes the system resources of your site. But then, like, that's a benefit as well. You don't need to rely on third-party API calls when you want to make two plugins installed on your website work with each other. You don't need to involve a third-party API data going out of your system and then coming back into your system for the automations.
And that's what you get with, am I correct, that's what you get with Shaw Trigger, isn't it?
Yes.
Because it's a hosted solution, isn't it?
Yes. So yeah, Shaw Trigger works more like Zapier, and Uncanny works more like your own in-house tool running on your infrastructure. When it comes to LearnDash in particular, this Uncanny Automator gives you triggers and actions, like when it comes to triggers, when a user achieves a certain percentage on a quiz, you can do something. When a user attempts a quiz, you can do something. When a user completes a course, you can do something. A user fails a course, you can do something else. And also for group-based triggers, when a leader is added to a group, you can do something. You can like send a blast to all group members that, hey, a new leader has been added to your group. So these are the triggers. Like I just mentioned maybe four or five out of more than a couple of dozen. And then there are actions. So if something else triggers an automation, you could perform LearnDash based actions. So for example, someone signs up using MemberPress for a particular membership plan. You could add them to enroll them automatically to a course, add them to a LearnDash group. You could maybe extend the user's access to a course by a set number of days, weeks, months. The user does something, you can make it affect their progress in a course. you can send them an email automatically based on some action. So yeah, lots and lots of actions and triggers and conditions. So it also gives you conditions. So like you can do things based on a condition, whether or not a user has passed a quiz. You can then proceed with other steps based on that conditional logic. Whether or not a user is enrolled in the course, you can proceed with other actions based on that logic. So these are just a few examples. It's a behemoth. It's a beast of an automation system, uncanny automator.
Certainly is. We're going to go for our mid-break, folks. We've got a few more add-ons to go through. I think we've thrown a ton of information in the first half. Haroon's on fire. He's actually awake, actually. He looks happy, even though he's been a bit stressed out. And I haven't dimmed his happiness, so I haven't done my job, really. So we're going to go for our little break. We'll be back.
Get something to drink.
Yeah, it's all right. We'll be back in a few moments, folks.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code podcast20. That's podcast20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
We're coming back, folks. We've had a great first half and we got a few other add-ons to talk about in this second half. But before we go into it, just want to point out that we've got a great Facebook group. If you're looking to build your membership website or you're looking for any questions to be answered, you can go over to the Membership Machine Show Facebook group, join it for free, and it's a great resource. So go over to Facebook and join our free group, the Membership Machine Show group, and we'd love you to be there and have your questions. So, let's go on to another beast, an even bigger beast.
Oh, yes.
WP Fusion there. WP Fusion, I'm going to come out with this and see what you think, Haroon, because obviously I'll be interested, because there's probably a fair bit of overlap between WP Fusion and something like Uncanny Automator. But there are some differences, folks. WP Fusion, if you're utilizing a SaaS email marketing automation platform like ActiveCampaign, WP Fusion will allow your WordPress website to communicate with your ActiveCampaign SaaS marketing email platform. And it does that with a number of things, but it does a lot more than that. So if you've got an external SaaS system, a CRM or email marketing automation, you're going to probably be looking at WP Fusion as a solution to get your WordPress website to communicate with it. The other thing is, it's got a very powerful, mature tagging system. And when it comes to membership websites, if the normal student, sub-student, administrator, you can set up quite elaborate control over which part of the course will be shown to who and who has administrative rights. And you can get all that coded, but it's probably more cost effective to utilize the tagging engine in WP Fusion because it's very, very powerful. So I'd love to hear what you think about what I've just said. And secondly, I presume there's a fair bit of overlap between WP Fusion and something like Uncanny Automator. So I don't know in your own mind how you work out which tool is right for the right circumstance.
Oh, certainly. That's an easy one. If you want to build a like a full powerhouse of a self-hosted solution that has everything self-hosted, including your CRM and marketing automation. Then I would go, and by self-hosted, I mean in the same WordPress installation, essentially. If your single WordPress install has everything, then you don't need WP Fusion at all. Then Uncanny Automator will let you automate tasks and when it comes to triggers, actions, and conditions between all the different pieces of that puzzle that you put together. So let's say you're using Fluent CRM as your CRM and marketing automation system. Then there's no need to go with WP Fusion. But if you're using something like ActiveCampaign or Infusionsoft or ConvertKit, you name it, Brevo, Keap, go high level. So if you're using any of these as your CRM marketing automation system, like where you're managing your contacts, where you're segmenting them, where you're sending them email campaigns and all, then making it like many of those tools do give you their own WordPress plugins, and then there are third-party WordPress integrations between those tools and WordPress as well. But those are all rudimentary at best and just clunky at worst, in my experience. So, I mean, they just give you very basic integration between those tools and WordPress. With something like WP Fusion, it's like a whole different level altogether. It's like based on anything that happens in the CRM, you can make something happen in on the WordPress site in any of the WordPress plugins you have. Just a second.
Yeah, sure.
So,
anything else slightly... I wouldn't say I slightly disagree with you there. It's just a kind of...
So just a second, I need to take a time
break. Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure. He's had to do a break. The only thing I would say, folks, that I would slightly disagree with Haroon is with WP Fusion, it comes with a very powerful tagging engine. And what are tags? Tags are... a methodology, especially when it comes to marketing automation, so you can segment your lists, have just one list, and you can, a person could be tagged with an identifier, and then you can filter different people depending on which tags are applied to that particular email list. I've just been talking about the tagging engine, Haroon. Yeah. This is the only area where I wouldn't say disagree with you, but I'm be interested in your own views. It's the other side of, I agreed with everything you said, but the other thing with WP Fusion, it comes with a very powerful tagging engine. And my understanding is the tagging engine is a lot more powerful than what comes with something like Fluent CRM. And the tagging engine, you can, like on the marketing automation and the list, you can have a much more dynamic and much more control instead of utilizing lists in your marketing automation. You're better off using a tagging system. But this tagging system with WP Fusion can be utilized for micromanagement of access to a much higher extent than other solutions. So it has kind of two buckets of functionality, and it has a lot of that inbuilt tagging access ability, both for LearnDash and for Lifter LMS. So what's your own thoughts about what I've just said? Am I totally off ball?
Well, firstly, when it comes to having everything self-hosted, then I'd say if your CRM and marketing automation system is also self-hosted on the same WordPress installation, it's like, let's say it's, Fluent CRM or Groundhog. If it's either of these two, and they both work very well with Uncanny Automator. So.
I'm talking about more utilizing the tagging system of WP Fusion as a microcontrol over access.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about as well. That if you have everything self-hosted, then I personally think adding WP Fusion to the mix is adding an additional layer of complexity that you don't really need. That doesn't really give you any benefit over the tools that you already have or the tools that work more natively. So I would not advocate use of WP Fusion for a completely self-hosted single WordPress install has everything type of scenario. But yes, when it comes to integrating with a third-party SaaS system, the tagging ability that, I mean, you don't really get any tagging ability in your WordPress install with those systems. Those systems basically have their own list and they have their segmentations in their own systems. So you want to tag something in WordPress based on an action taken in ActiveCampaign. You basically need something like WP Fusion to be able to do that. Otherwise, you're stuck with clunky integrations using Zapier or whatnot. So yeah, it's a godsend when you want to make ActiveCampaign or Keep or Go High Level work with WordPress and Learn Dash.
Well, I see where you're coming from. The only thing that, just to finish off, is we've had a few projects where there's been very elaborate microcontroller of access to different contacts, and rather than utilizing a membership plugin and then doing a load of customization, additional customization to that membership plugin, we just found it easier to utilize WP Fusion and the tagging system to get that micromanaged membership control. But it swings roundabouts. Let's go on to the next one. Learn Dash Essential Wisdom add-on bundles. And you got the Wisdom. I think one of the most popular, you can buy these separate, but they are kind of pushing you to buy the bundle. And one of the most popular of the Wisdom is Reports for Learn Dash.
Yes.
So let's concentrate on the Reports for Learn Dash. What is it? And then what do you think of the Wisdom bundle? Do you think it's worth buying? And what's some of the highlights? And what are some of the problems? Maybe the are there any negatives about the Wisdom bundle? Over to you.
So Wisdom Labs is also one of the most well-respected providers of Learn Dash add-ons. And initially, Learn Dash barely had any reporting. Over time, they did add, start to add some reporting, and with the latest updates, they've had a higher focus on reports, especially with like Groups Plus gives you a lot more reporting than you get with just plain vanilla groups. And with their Pro Panel was basically added primarily for analytics and reporting tools. But Wisdom Labs, back when Learn Dash didn't really offer much in terms of reporting, their reports add-on gave you a lot of data, a lot of insights into what was really going on in your system. It gave you reports on revenue, on course completion, progress, assignments, quizzes, enrollments, and it was like pretty much an analytics and reporting suite. Identifying different types of learners, identifying who you could target in a different way based on the way they were engaging with courses, and using that feedback to create better courses, to create better information for them, to create better quizzes, track the time they were spending on the site. And it also gave dashboards for group leaders, instructors, and other roles to get their own insights, limited to the information that they need rather than for the whole system. And it's not just the reporting side of things. Wisdom Labs also offers, let me just take a look at it. Yeah. So when Learn Dash offered absolutely no way for a site owner to assign instructor role to someone else, like back in the day, I don't know if that's even the case right now with Learn Dash. I think they have started to offer ways for you to assign your own instructors. But back in the day, only the admins of the site, like could create their own courses. You couldn't just assign an instructor role to any other person and let them create their own courses. So yeah, that was a major limitation. And Wisdom Labs came up with instructor role for LearnDash plugin. That was a godsend. It solved that problem without writing any custom code, without messing with the user roles and capabilities. And they also offered a group registration plugin. It's not as robust as that by the other vendors that we've seen. But yeah, it was there.
So what do you think of the bundle? Do you think it's worthwhile looking at? Or do you think, yeah?
It's a pretty valuable bundle, and it also comes with a ratings and review system for LearnDash. So like your users can rate and review your quizzes. And also content cloner, which is like, that's not like a big of a deal, but like you just want to clone a course quickly. It gives you that capability as well.
Well, that's probably very useful, isn't it?
In certain scenarios, like depends on your use case.
Right, yeah, let's go on to the next one then, which is LoginPress. This is quite powerful. I actually, we offer it as part of our bundle, but I don't think I've got it listed actually. But it's there. I bought the lifetime deal with them. It's extremely powerful. Do you think it? I think it does offer some useful options. I'd be interested to see what your views are about it.
So like LoginPress doesn't really I wouldn't consider it a LearnDash add-on per se, but in terms of giving a better user experience to your visitors, like social login.
That's one of the main reasons why we got it in our quiver.
Yes, and also certain security features, like you might be using another plugin for limit login attempts, like limit login attempts reloaded. That's a very popular choice. I use it on most of my sites. But this one comes with that feature built in as well. And like as an add-on, as a pro add-on. And then login redirects. So once users log in, especially for a course website, you want to redirect them to a certain part of the site. That's a pretty easy thing. Just a small code snippet for most of us to write. When we want to, you know, add code snippets in the child theme. But for a layperson, they don't want to mess with code snippets. They don't want to mess with any code. So yeah, it lets you redirect users based on their roles upon logging into different parts of the site. And it also gives you auto login capability, like where you can request a link in the email by entering your email address. And then you click that link and it magically logs you in without using your password, which is also a great thing. So yeah. And lets you hide or rename the default WP admin login URL to a custom one of your choice. So yeah, generally it gives you a lot of useful features for a membership site to improve the user experience.
They've been around quite a while, isn't it? I think they're reasonably respected, aren't they?
Yes, and the company behind this, they're also from Pakistan, and.
What more can you ask for?
I'm friends with them. Great guys. Yeah, shout out to them.
On to another. There's about 3 to 4 major offshore kind of plug-in consultancy quasar that specialize in the community membership. And another player is
Ninjas. Yeah.
Ninjas, I always struggle with that. And that's, it's very similar to Wisdom. They've got a number of plugins and they've got all-in-one access pass. So are there any highlights in your mind in their quiver of LearnDash add-ons that they provide? Anything kind of strikes your attention?
They offer a whole range of quality products, quality add-ons. This is also a very well-respected team. And this is also a company owned by one of my friends, Zishan. He's also from Pakistan, but he's not settled in Pakistan. He lives in the US. So it's like a US-based business. He runs it from there. But he's been active in the WordPress ecosystem in Pakistan whenever he visits as well. We met at a WordCamp. We met at WordCamp Karachi. So yeah, great guy, great team. And they have been specializing in LearnDash for quite a while now. So they have their Quizzes Pro add-on, which supercharges your LearnDash quizzes. And they've got progress reset add-on, which can be very nifty, like allows the admins to just click a button and reset someone's progress in a course if they want to start over. It gives you they also have the capability to save quizzes as PDF files, which can be useful. Someone just wants to maybe print out quizzes, take them along, or you want to print out quizzes and give them to people to fill in physically at an event. You want physical copies rather than having everyone working on a screen. So there's that. And quiz import and export add-ons. And then they have easy digital downloads integration, which is pretty good. Pretty solid EDD integration.
Right. Are there, to kind of wrap it up, because we've gone through a lot. We've thrown a lot of information out. I think this has been a beast of an episode. Are there any things you want to point out, any add-ons, anything you want to add that you think we've missed out?
I think we've pretty much covered a lot. So yeah, I think we could wrap it up at this stage.
Yeah, he wants to be off. Well, you've got enough little discussion after this show. Like I said, folks, I think it's been a great show. So Haroon, what's the best way for people to find out more about you and your knowledge feast?
So they can visit my website at hqraja.com. That's Haroon Q Raja, HQRAJA.com. And they can use the contact form over there to reach out to me.
Yeah, and that link will be in the show notes, folks, on the WP Tonic website. So if you want to contact Haroon personally, you can do that. You can also, on the WP Tonic website, book a chat with me. We work regularly with Haroon on the larger projects. Been a great show. We've got a great show next week. We've got a special guest. We're going to be talking about associations, non-profits, and the silent cancer of associations and non-profits, and that's disengagement, silent disengagement of your membership. Can't have that, can we have, folks? So we got a special guest that wrote a book on the subject. So it should be a feast of information. We will be back next week, folks. We'll see you soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Membership Machine Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes and leave a rating to support the show. Until next time.